from KQED.
The World War II GI Bill sent millions of veterans to school and helped create the American middle class. But a new GI Bill for veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan, billions of those dollars are going to for-profit schools. In California, nearly $2 of every $3 spent. Many veterans say those schools are leaving them with worthless degrees and few job prospects. Reporter Aaron Glantz with the Center for Investigative Reporting has more.
Over the last 5 years, the University of Phoenix has enrolled 80,000 Iraq and Afghanistan veterans nationally, at a cost to taxpayers of nearly $1 billion.
When you're in the service, you have all the best information and resources at your fingertips. The same should be true when you're out of the service. So University of Phoenix created a place with everything you need to successfully transition and get where you want to be. A place with the best resources for higher education, career, finance.
The Center for Investigative Reporting found that its San Diego campus alone received $95 million from the new GI Bill. That's more than the entire University of California system. It's more than any brick-and-mortar campus in America. But the University of Phoenix won't say whether veterans who go to school there graduate or find jobs.
We're not getting the investment that we wanted when we sent these men and women to school.
Kate O'Gorman, political director for Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, which pushed the new GI Bill through Congress in 2008.
Because of some of the bad actors getting an enormous amount of GI Bill dollars, we're not seeing some of the veterans getting the most benefit out of their GI Bill.
Overall, the graduation rate at the University of Phoenix's San Diego campus is 14%. That's compared with 84% at the UC system. And when students take out loans, they can't pay them back. More than a quarter default within 3 years of leaving school. That's performance so bad, California banned the school from getting any state financial aid. And it's not just the University of Phoenix. The Center for Investigative Reporting found nearly 300 schools have failed the state's minimum standards for financial aid, but still receive money from the GI Bill. Massage schools and auto repair academies, even schools with no academic accreditation got GI Bill money. It all adds up to more than $600 million. 4:30 in the morning and David paces up, packing his lunch for work. He runs electrical cable for a defense contractor at Naval Base San Diego.
Yeah, it gets hot on that boat. It's the hottest it is outside. They don't have, when you first start on the stage, they don't have the air conditioning on, so.
When he retired from the Navy in 2009, Pace dreamed of a career in business. He enrolled in a bachelor's program at the University of Phoenix. After spending an estimated $50,000 of taxpayer money on a bachelor's degree, his GI Bill was spent. Pace says he is still stuck doing blue-collar work, the same work he did in the service.
I think that's the most frustrating part about it, is that I could have just came right out of the Navy and got this job without the time and the headache.
Last June, the University of Phoenix was put on notice. Its accrediting body said the for-profit school did not, quote, support student learning and effective teaching. And it's expensive. Getting an associate's degree at the University of Phoenix costs nearly 10 times what a community college would charge. I asked Williams what taxpayers were getting in return for their substantial national investment.
Do you feel like this almost $1 billion of taxpayer money to the University of Phoenix is a good investment for the taxpayers?
The veterans have chosen us because of the programs that we offer. Those programs lead to careers that they want to aspire to. So they have chosen us.
Do you have any evidence that it's actually leading to careers for these veterans?
The veterans have chosen us. Yeah, they have chosen to use their entitlement at the University of Phoenix.
Williams says the school is working with the government to ensure that veterans' needs are met. To prove this point, the company allowed me to sit in when a team of auditors from the California Department of Veterans Affairs carried out an inspection at the San Diego campus. LaTanya Johnson is a senior education specialist.
Are you looking at whether or not the instruction is good?
No, that's not a part of the visit at all.
The University of Phoenix has been put on notice by its accrediting agency. Do you look at that?
No, that's not a part of the visit at all.
Or any issues they might be having with the faculty not complying with certain regulations. You look at that?
No, that's a different process completely.
Turns out no one from the state or federal government knows if the education the VA is paying for helps veterans graduate or find jobs. At the state capitol in Sacramento,
Mr. Frazier is up next with Assembly Bill 2099.
A bill was introduced that would have forced schools to provide that information. The University of Phoenix successfully blocked that provision. I asked Williams to explain his company's position.
You don't think that the public, which is paying for these veterans to go to school at your institution, deserves to know how many of these particular students are graduating because we're paying for their education?
What I can tell you is that the support that we provide our veterans, our active duty, and their family members is personal. We take that as a moral right.
But we don't deserve to know how many of them are actually succeeding.
You deserve to know that we provide the utmost care to our military. We think we do it right because veterans choose the University of Phoenix.
For the California Report, I'm Aaron Glantz in San Diego.
Aaron's story was produced as part of Reveal, a new public radio program from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX. We've got a link at californiareport.org.